11, chapter 14, entitled Lord Krishna Explains the Yoga System, verse number 16. Nirapeksham munim shantam nirvairam samadarshanam anuvrajamyaham nityam pooyayetyangrirenubhi. Nirapeksham munim shantam nirvairam samadarshanam anuvrajamyaham nityam pooyetyangirenubhi. Nirapeksham munim shantam nirvairam samadarshanam anuvrajamyaham nityam pooyayetyangrirenubhi. Nirapeksham munim shantam nirvairam samadarshanam anuvrajamyaham nityam pooyayetyangrirenubhi. Nirapeksham munim shantam nirvairam samadarshanam anuvrajamyaham nityam pooyayetyangrirenubhi. Matajis, okay. Nirapeksham, without personal desire. Munim, always thinking of assisting me in my pastimes. Shantam, peaceful. Nirvairam, not inimical to anyone. Samadarshanam, equal consciousness. Equal consciousness everywhere. Anuvrajami, follow. Aham, I. Nityam, always. Puyeya, I may be purified, or I will purify the universe within me. Iti, thus. Angri, of the lotus feet. Renubhi, by the dust. Translation and purport by the glorious disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation. With the dust of my devotees' lotus feet, I desire to purify the material worlds which are situated within me. Thus, I always follow the footsteps of my pure devotees, who are free from all personal desire, wrapped in thought of my pastimes, peaceful, without any feelings of enmity, and of equal disposition everywhere. Purport. Just as the devotees always follow the footsteps of Lord Krishna, similarly, Lord Krishna, being a devotee of his devotees, follows the footsteps of his devotees. A pure servitor of Lord is always meditating on the pastimes of the Lord and considering how to assist the Lord in his mission. All the material universes are situated in Sri Krishna's body, as demonstrated to Arjun, as demonstrated to Arjun, Mother Yashoda and others. Lord Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore there is no question of impurity in the Lord. Still, the Lord desires to purify the universes situated within Him by taking the dust of the lotus feet of His pure devotees. Without the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees, it is not possible to engage in pure devotional service, without which one cannot directly experience transcendental bliss. Lord Krishna thought, I have established the strict rule that one can enjoy my transcendental bliss only through the devotees. Since I also desire to experience my own bliss, I will observe the standard procedure and accept the dust of my devotees' feet. Srila Madhvacharya points out that Lord Krishna follows the footsteps of his devotees in order to purify them. As the Lord walks along behind his pure devotees, the wind blows the dust of the Lord's feet in front of his devotees, who then become purified by contact with such transcendental dust. One should not foolishly look for material logic in these transcendental pastimes of the Lord. It is simply a question of love between the Lord and his devotees. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratushe Namaha Panchatatpatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupas Surupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhakta Kyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sukanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So I seek the blessings of all assembled Vaishnavas here. Because this seat represents very high place of learning. But I don't have much learning of the scriptures. So whatever I have heard from this Vyasasan, I'll try to repeat that. And whatever mistakes I do, please kindly overlook that mistakes. I'll read the translation once again. This is a very powerful translation where the Lord is speaking to Uddhava about his pure devotees. The Lord in this particular verse is expressing his feelings for his pure devotees. With the dust of my devotees' lotus feet, I desire to purify the material worlds which are situated within me. Thus I always follow the footsteps of my pure devotees who are free from all personal desire, wrapped in thought of my pastimes, peaceful without any enmity, without any feelings of enmity and of equal disposition everywhere. So once in the travels of Prabhupada, when Srila Prabhupada was traveling, he was becoming famous in America as a new age guru who is transforming the hearts of people. And he is going to London for the first time. So when he arrived in London, already the media has got information that the big acharya who is transforming the hearts of hippies all in America has now come to London. So the reporter asked Prabhupada the question, Swamiji, why are you coming to London? Why have you come to London? So Srila Prabhupada, gave the answer that I have come to London to give, you know, the British people, they have looted India like anything, but they forgot to loot one thing, that I have come to give you again. So similarly, like we can just think that actually what Prabhupada meant is that, what Prabhupada explained is that spiritual knowledge is the, like India is the headquarters of spiritual knowledge, and although British ruled India for 200 years, but they took everything else, gold, valuable jewels and everything, but they did not take the spiritual knowledge. Rather, they condemned and tried to demean it. So Srila Prabhupada, the, like for example, the British government, they actually felt that the Indian way of worship of the Lord and the spiritual life followed is like some Adivasi type, like not meant for civilized people. So they tried to kind of civilize Indians by, and they tried to, you know, like kind of, they thought Jagannath Rath Yatra is a, you know, like what they didn't understand, what is it, suddenly in just one night, you know, like 10-20 lakh people are coming in front of in just a small patch of land and pulling the rath, and some people are dying in between because of the huge crowd. So they felt all this is like a low class understanding of spiritual life. But, and they tried to stop Jagannath Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. The British people, they could not stop Jagannath Rath Yatra in Puri. And Srila Prabhupada was the one who actually, you know, inspired. And even today, Jagannath Rath Yatra is happening all over the world, including outside the British Parliament. So here, in similarly, we can just take it as a individual instruction also, what Srila Prabhupada has spoken in London arrival address, as like we also time and again, most of the time we think of ourselves and our own world, although we may be wearing, you know, we may be wearing spiritual marks on our head and all, but we are most of the time forgetful of Krishna. So we can take this instruction that Prabhupada is, by coming in contact with Prabhupada's books, by Prabhupada's lectures, by devotees who represent Prabhupada, so we are constantly being reminded of what we are forgetting to take in us. So beginning that way. So regular attentive hearing of Bhagavatam classes will keep us keep our distracting minds, you know, like on a regular basis, the pendulum will come on in the mean position. So here, because the efforts that we put to try and understand, the sincere efforts we put to try and understand the Lord and try to practice the Lord instruction, to the Lord sees that within us, Lord is there in our hearts. So then He also will give us the strength to, you know, try, give us the strength to follow His instructions. So in this, I want to just narrate a pastime in which the Lord is telling here that He is taking the dust of the lotus feet of his devotees, and he'll purify the whole world with the dust of the lotus feet of his pure devotees. So how when, and this is not just the feelings of the Lord, like Prabhupada translates bhakti as not devotion. Wherever you see most of the translations other than that coming in Vaishnava Sampradaya, if you see the outside translations, you will see the bhakti, this word bhakti is translated as devotion. But Prabhupada translates it as devotional service, because Prabhupada says that your feelings should also translate into actions. It should not be just restricted to feelings. When we pray in front of the deities, we do pray, but then what we do after praying in front of the deities throughout our day, the rest of the day, that is a reflection of how serious and sincere we are in our prayers. So therefore Prabhupada has translated a very genius work of giving the exact purport while making the translation, bhakti into devotional service. So this particular verse, the Lord is expressing his feelings about his devotees, but when the Lord actually descends in this world, he does it. When the Lord spoke in Bhagavad Gita, tad vidhi pranipate na pariprashne na sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshana. Just if you want to gain spiritual knowledge, then you have to surrender to my devotee. You have to surrender and you have to serve him, and then he will give you the knowledge, because he has seen the truth. So when the Lord himself, the Yuga Avatar, he came as Lord Chaitanya, we are all following Lord Chaitanya. So when he came as Lord Chaitanya, how he dealt with his own pure devotee and how he practiced this particular verse that he is speaking today to Uddhav, we'll just try to reminisce that past time. So when Lord Chaitanya was enacting the pastime of a scholarly Brahman in Navadvip, he was acclaimed. He had already defeated great scholars, but when the Lord defeats, he doesn't defeat in a cruel way. He defeats that person also in a loving way. So Lord had already attracted the hearts of many Navadvip Vasis, and he was famous all over Gaudadesh, and he was perfect in his behavior, but he did not exhibit his divinity till now. In the sense, he did not exhibit those qualities for which he has descended. He did not exhibit the quality of the main thing that the Lord came is to give us Harinam, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So that he did not start his spiritual activities. So Ishwarapuri had just arrived in Navadvip, and Ishwarapuri was a disciple of Madhavendrapuri. Madhavendrapuri is, before the Lord descends to this planet, he sends his many eternal associates. So Madhavendrapuri is said to be the incarnation of a Kalpavriksha tree. Not a Kalpavriksha, a very special Kalpavriksha tree in the spiritual world, under which Radha Krishna, they perform their eternal pastimes. So this Kalpavriksha tree is Madhavendrapuri. And Ishwarapuri is one of the disciples of Madhavendrapuri. And there are other great disciples also, like Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya. So all these were disciples of Madhavendrapuri Gosai. And Ishwarapuri was coming to Navadvip. So he came to the temple of Advaita Acharya, means where Advaita Acharya was performing worship of Lord Vishnu. And at the same time, Ishwarapuri was known very much as a favorite disciple of Madhavendrapuri Gosai. So he didn't want people, the attention and the respect of his god brothers or people in general also. So he kind of disguised himself. And but at the same time, Advaita Acharya is also a very great soul. He is Mahavishnu himself. So Advaita Acharya could understand that this person is a very special person, Ishwarpuri, and he was constantly gazing in the direction of Ishwarpuri, although he was performing his worship of Vishnu. And then later on, Mukunda Dutt also understood that this is a Vaishnav sannyasi, he is a great soul. So Mukunda Dutt, he started performing his Krishna Leela Kirtan. And while performing this Krishna Leela Kirtan, by hearing, for us when we hear the Lord's pastimes, nothing happens. But when pure devotees, when they hear the different merciful and different pastimes of the Lord, they start exhibiting, they enter into that mood of being in association. They actually associate with the Lord. So the sound vibration is actually non-different from the Lord. It's a matter of time that we understand. When we chant Hare Krishna, we are actually associating with Krishna. Only in the perfectional stage you experience all that to its perfection. So so Ishwarpuri was experiencing that while Mukunda Dutt was singing Krishna Leela Kirtan, he went into ecstasy and he fainted. And looking at the symptoms of Ishwarpuri, everyone else concluded that this person is none other than the great disciple of Madhavendra Puri. He is Ishwarpuri. And then they requested Ishwarpuri to please stay. Ishwarpuri stayed for a few months in Gopinath Acharya's house. And Ishwarpuri, at that time, he happened to see Nimai Pandit. He was going back from school to school, in the sense he was a grammar teacher. So along with his students, he was going towards his home after his class. So when this is the first time that Ishwarpuri is seeing, getting the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. So when he saw Lord Chaitanya, he was so attracted by the beauty of the Lord, the different features, the eyes, the grave disposition, and the different limbs, all were so beautiful that he wanted something to talk. So then he, kind of called out to Nimai Pandit by saying, "Oh, best of the Brahmins, where are you going? Where are you coming from? What is your name? What is that book that you're teaching or in your hand?" Like that, you know, he started asking because he wanted to connect with this very attractive personality. So then one of the students Lord Chaitanya became very humble. He understood this is Ishwarpuri. He is because the Lord is there in everyone's heart, he actually knows now he is my guru. Like, although this is the first connection, this personality, I am going to make him so exalted that I will accept him as my guru. So Lord Chaitanya immediately, because he knows the Lord is impressed by the humility of the person. So Ishwarpuri exhibited the epitome of humility, in the sense, and that is what is most attractive to the Lord. So Lord, Ishwarpuri had served his spiritual master Madhavendra Puri Gosai when he was in his last days. In his last days, Madhavendra Puri, he was like an invalid. He was so Ishwarpuri used to clean stool and urine of his spiritual master, and by doing this menial service, and also according to the mellows that Madhavendra Puri was like kind of feeling different kind of ecstasies. He was feeling separation from Krishna. So Ishwarpuri was trying to remind, according to the mood of Madhavendra Puri, the different pastimes of Krishna, and kind of assisting Madhavendra Puri in his final days. So because of being very pleased with the service of Ishwarpuri, Madhavendra Puri, he blessed Ishwarpuri saying that, you know, may you attain Krishna Prem, like that. So, because of this blessings of the great soul, Madhavendra Puri, that is the reason why Ishwara Puri, you know, because the great soul was pleased by Ishwara Puri. So that's why, you know, the Lord, I mean, whatever the great soul says, you know, the Lord sanctions it. It happens. So Ishwara Puri, he started getting the different ecstatic feelings, and just like Madhavendra Puri was exhibiting different transcendental ecstasies, similarly Ishwara Puri was also having those ecstasies. And Lord Chaitanya knew this because he is a Lord in everyone's heart. So Lord humbled in front of Ishwara Puri and said, oh great sannyasi, please come to my house to take lunch. And he invited Ishwara Puri to his home. And similarly, this way the relationship between Lord Chaitanya and Ishwara Puri began. So when Ishwara Puri came to the house of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya washed the lotus feet of Ishwara Puri, and then Shachi Mata, she cooked best preparations for very fast, quickly. They offered it to the deities, and then Lord Chaitanya personally served prasad to Ishwara Puri. And then after the prasad was over, then the Lord applied sandalwood pulp on the body of Ishwara Puri, and then he invited the invited Ishwara Puri to the inner chambers, to the deity room, and then there they had discussion on Krishna Katha for a long time. And then both Lord Chaitanya and Ishwara Puri, this is the first time in the life of Lord Chaitanya that Lord Chaitanya began to feel, to exhibit the transformation in his heart. So this was when in the presence of Ishwara Puri that Lord Chaitanya experienced this transformation. So that is what the disciples of Prabhupada are explaining in this purport, that when the Lord descends, he actually, you know, like follows in the footsteps of his devotees. He makes his pure devotee only as his guru. So later, for 1 month, this exchange between Ishwara Puri and Lord Chaitanya, it was a continuous thing. Every day Lord Chaitanya would come and offer obeisances to Ishwara Puri, and there would be lot of exchange between them. This was happening every day. Then after some time, Ishwara Puri left along with some devotees to some other holy places. And similarly, Lord Chaitanya, after some time, he organized his travel to Gaya to perform his duties to the ancestors. And there, when he saw the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, and when he heard about the glories of those lotus feet, then he started exhibiting again symptoms of ecstasy. And at that time, he fainted. Lord Chaitanya fainted. At that time, Ishwara Puri happened to be there, and Ishwara Puri was just sitting beside Lord Chaitanya. And then when Lord Chaitanya came to external consciousness, then they embraced each other with, you know, unlimited quantities of tears flowing in their eyes, and many transcendental emotions. And then finally, you know, like Lord Chaitanya was glorifying Ishwara Puri, and Ishwara Puri was saying that I am like helplessly attracted to you since the time I have seen you. I am attracted to you as if I am attracted to Krishna. So you must be Krishna only, like that. So so Lord Chaitanya just humbly hung down his head. And later, after a few days, Lord Chaitanya came and begged Ishwara Puri to give him initiation into the Mantra Diksha, Gayatri Mantra. And Ishwara Puri said that, like, actually, you are my Lord, you are my life and soul. I can give you my life. What to speak of? Then whatever mantra diksha you want, I will give because it is your instruction, and that I will consider as my life. And then in this way Ishwarpuri initiated Lord Chaitanya, and from then onwards and even before that, since the meeting of Lord Chaitanya Ishwar, I mean meeting after this meeting, then Lord Chaitanya started, you know, exhibiting his full transcendental emotions. On the way back home, Navadvip, he, you know, came to this place, Kumarahatta. This is the birthplace of Ishwarpuri, and there he, you know, again exhibited highest emotions, and he started, you know, rolling in the dust over there, and he, you know, cried lot of transcendental tears, and he also collected the dust from the exact birth site of you know, Ishwarpuri, and he kept it in his upper garment, like tying a knot on it. And he said that this dust, this transcendental dust, is very special, and this dust is my life and soul. So therefore as per this shloka, whatever the Lord says, he's actually doing. So it is not like what there is some the followers of the so-called followers of Adi Shankaracharya, they worship the Lord as formless, you know, Brahman. But here in Bhagavatam and in many other transcendental scriptures, but especially Bhagavatam, the Lord is described as sentient being. He is not something with no form or no feelings, nothing. But the Lord is exhibiting his feelings here, even all kinds of feelings, like, but these feelings are not like our feelings, not tinged with material qualities of rajas, tamas and sattva. These are shuddha sattva feelings. And like, for example, even when there is pastime of Varahadev fighting with Hiranyaksh, where Hiranyaksh, he calls out abusive names to Lord Varahadev. So the Lord is feeling, this is my devotee only, but he is now, he has become so much, you know, vimukh. He has become so much against me, yes. And he felt a little hurt. Similarly, when Duryodhan is, when Bhima has crushed the thighs of Duryodhan, although that was a right punishment for Duryodhan, the Lord was kind of feeling sorry to see Duryodhan in that way. He was not actually very happy and elated by seeing the condition of Duryodhan, because, but he had to punish him that way. So the Lord is not very happy to punish his, because everyone is his devotees. It's like father punishing his sons. So similarly, when the Lord apparently kills the demons, it is not that he is happy about his killing. He have to do his duty of teaching his son the right lesson. So, but that punishment that is rendered by the Lord, as it has a transcendental effect on the sinner also. That sinner is elevated to a higher platform. So, continuing on this same theme, like the same, there is another one account of Ramdas Vishwas, who was accompanying Raghunath Das Goswami. So here we see one pastime where the Lord is mad after the dust of his lotus feet, of the lotus feet of his pure devotees. And another, this is a pastime in which there is this Ramdas Vishwas, which is accompanying his disciple Raghunath Bhatt Goswami on his way to Navadvip. So this Ramdas Vishwas is not only chanting 24 hours names of Lord Ram, but he is also rendering service to the follower of Lord Chaitanya, that is, he is massaging the feet of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami in between, and then he is cooking, and in different ways he is trying to serve Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and he is also chanting Lord Ram's name. And the entire journey, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Ramdas Vishwas, they come here and they meet Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya had a very nice exchange with Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, but he did not even look in the direction of Ramdas Vishwas, because the Lord is there again in everyone's heart, and the Lord knows that this Ramdas Vishwas, he is although chanting Lord Ram's name, but his mood is not like a devotee's mood. His mood is to become Lord Ram only. His mood is not to, whatever, you know, we may feel a little confused, but there are people like that they even cry and chant and do chant the names of Lord Ram, but the goal is not to serve Lord Ram, but to become Lord Ram, or to become Lord only. Or, you know, there is a famous English saying that I was an atheist until someone told me that I am God. So this is the Advaita philosophy, this is the Mayavad philosophy. The Advaita degrades as Mayavad, and Mayavad actually degrades as to become an agnostic person. A Mayavadi becomes as degraded as an agnostic person. I have actually met people in South India, you know, who claim and who have read many scriptures, and at the end they say, is it, how can it be possible that from the navel of a person a lotus stem will grow, and then the 14 planetary systems is there? All this is just for the lower class of people to understand. They don't, the Mayavad philosophy, the adherents of that philosophy, they at the end they become almost an atheist, an agnostic. They don't have faith in the scriptures. So that's why this Lord Chaitanya, he understood the inner motives. Like the other day Sita Mataji, she was offering her glorification to Srila Prabhupada. So she was saying that one person, he was claiming to be God, and he was doing that just for the sake of argument. His inner motive was not, he was not actually claiming to be God, but he wanted to just waste the time of these devotees, and he said I am God. So he went and the disciple thought that, you know, if I get this person in front of the guru, then, you know, by the guru's power this person's misconception will be, you know, like gone away. But when Srila Prabhupada looked in his direction, he could understand, like his Prabhupada's vision was like X-ray vision. He could understand that this person is like, as of now, his consciousness is like, he doesn't want to hear anything, and he is just here to waste my time. So Prabhupada just waved his hand like this. You know, don't waste my time. So similarly, Lord is there in, you know, like the heart of the different living entities, and Lord Chaitanya might have understood that this Ramdas Vishwas, this is his disposition of the heart, so don't have to waste time with him. So similarly, what lesson we take is that in one sense, to some degree, all of us have this tendency to be the controller, to be the worshipped. Or in one sense, we are all Mayavadis only. And now we are getting reformed and trying to follow this instruction of servant of the servant of the servant. Although it is a first step, initiation is one of the first steps of a devotee when he becomes serious. But this first step itself is also the final step in Vaishnavism, in the sense we continue this mood throughout and even beyond. Life after life, Vaishnav, he just wants to be, you know, the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. So when we chant Hare Krishna, following from this lesson, like Ramdas Vishwas is chanting 24 hours, but we are chanting only 2-3 hours. So whenever we chant Hare Krishna, and it's not just the 3 hours, but what we do the rest of the day. So we have to kind of always do this check and balance thing, you know, like what is our intention, we have to correct ourselves, and that is the goal of chanting. And if we just hear the holy name properly and allow Krishna to be heard in our heart by not blocking it with, you know, other kind of plans or other desires, so then Krishna will, you know, do the cleaning up, because we are allowing Krishna to enter in the heart. Otherwise, if we mask it with other thoughts, so we are just doing lip service, like Ramdas Vishwas may be doing some lip service, and there is nothing, no entry into the heart. So we should, you know, we may not have the pure, we may not have purest intentions, but we have, you know, we have the association of the Senapati Acharya and his own self, his books, his followers, the leaders, his temples. So through all this different medium, we associate with, you know, the Senapati Bhakt, whom the Lord loves so much, that the Lord, you know, like he could have himself inundated the whole world with the holy names. He could have made himself only famous, like Lord Narasimhadev came and he killed Hiranyakashipu himself. And similarly, of course, to make Prahlad Maharaj famous at that time also. But similarly, the Lord can do all these things very easily, inundate the whole world with the holy name. But that was in fact the time when British was just planning their voyage to, or the Europeans were planning their voyage to India. So he could have, you know, done lot of mystical things and traveled all over the world by mysticism, whatever. But he, you know, he wanted his devotee to do it. I mean, he wanted to give that credit to his devotees who are going to come in the future. So, Srila Prabhupada is that Senapati Bhakt that the Lord predicted that he will come in the future, and, you know, in every town and village, this my name will be chanted. Prithvite Ache Jata Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Hoibe Moranam. So, we have the fortune of association of that devotee whom the Lord loves so much. So if we just hold on to his teachings, if we just you know, try to get ourselves closer and closer to his teachings by practicing it in our life, not just reading his books. Of course, we have to read. To begin with, we have to read his books. But our mentality should be to kind of apply the teachings in our life. There should be a slight struggle in our life. There should be some kind of pinch. We should feel the pinch when we try to follow Krishna. It should not be a superficial activity. Otherwise, we have seen so many people in India, they are chanting the holy names. Like, you know, we have many Satyanarayan pujaris and all. They chant so many, they do so many pujas during festival. They are more busier than us. You know, they are called, invited by so many people. They are paid for, and then they chant much more than us maybe. At least during those festive occasions. But there is no transformation in the heart. They are just into business, that's all. And they have, you see them exhibiting, you know, different bad qualities and all. So we are already, all of us are trying to be sincere, only that we have to still be focused and, you know, don't feel complacent about ourselves, our situation, and continue to do Tivra Bhakti. Tivra Bhakti we have to do. So even if we have some impure intentions, that impure intentions will be, you know, kind of vanquished gradually by our Tivra Bhakti. So, taking inspiration from the honeybee-like devotees here, I also have made a small acronym. So this acronym is actually meant for me, But it may be beneficial for all of you also. So I made this acronym from the word proactive. So we have to be proactive in trying to, you know, follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions. So for this P stands for proper perspective. Like, we have a tendency, this is our conditioning, to put everyone else whom we are working with in the box of some perspective we hold about him. Hum log like aise bol dete hai ki ye aisa hai, ye waisa hai. It should not be like that. We should know that this person is going through something, so we may not have the whole picture. So, you know, all like a person may be behaving with us in a different way, but there may be a background for the story. I mean, we may not be aware of that story. So we should not just close a person in a box and saying this person is like this, and just, you know, deal with him in a mechanical way or deal with him as if he's not there. So we should always see some scope of having a proper Vaishnava relationship with a sincere devotee. And of course, if he's an envious person, then we have to maintain respectable distance. But at the same time, we should know, just like we are growing in our spiritual life, that other person will also be growing in his life. So 1 year ago, my dealing with him is like this. So after 1 year, he might have changed. He might have gone through some experiences in life. So we should never, you know, close a person in a box. Because this material world, there is a tendency that even if, you know, pure devotees come, they also go through struggles. So what to speak of those who are already very conditioned by being in this world for zillions of lifetimes. Then R represents remember past life. Like, remember our own past life. Our own past life means, before coming to spiritual life, we were in a situation. So when we understand now by seeing our present condition, and it is so much better than our past. So by being grateful for whatever we received in life. So when you remember your past, you know, old days, the bad days, then you become grateful for whatever is in present. So you may say that, in my past it was better. Some people may say like that. But we have the lesson from our acharyas, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. They were like the finance minister and home minister of the big province of Bengal. And they were the richest, one of the richest people after the king of that province. But they considered, you know, their life to be very, you know, like in a sorry state, and very pathetic and sinful, because they served a low-class king. That was their feeling. But instead of that, most of the people in the present days, like for example, many people, they work in America or Gulf countries. Most of them become very happy that, oh, I am in such a well-off situation. But our acharyas, they show that, like, they have left all that riches and taken to lives of mendicants. So it's not that by physically taking to impoverished condition, but of course, when a person comes in spiritual life, he only has to gain. There is no loss. And if we experience some kind of a loss, it is mental. It's a individual problem. And O is for opportunity. Like, every opportunity, every situation that we have should be looked upon as an opportunity for serving in the Lord's mission, offering opportunity to connect with Srila Prabhupada's instructions, opportunity to practice those instructions. And then the next part of the acronym is ACTIVE. So ACT, ACT itself means we have to, now PRO is the background, and ACT is like you have to proactively act first. You have to not just keep all this thing in the mind, but you have to begin it. You have to act proactively. Act proactively in such a way that in a caring way and tolerating the difficulties. So you may have to proactively act. You cannot just wait and watch and let others act. Like if there is some service, some spontaneous need, like once it was raining very heavily and suddenly from the parampara photo, like suddenly a big, you know, like stream of water started flowing inside the temple hall, and I saw immediately Vamsi Vihari Prabhu, he came and started wiping the floor. He did not look around to see where is the, you know, mop and where is this. He just acted immediately. So means it's not that we wait and watch where to go, why to go. Just act as if it is your opportunity for seva. And IV is like the lifeline for us. IV, I take it together. I for invest in Vrindavan, and V for Vaishnav Seva. So all the temples of Srila Prabhupada is like Vrindavan. In fact, all the homes and houses of devotees are also Vrindavan. It depends on how much we connect to that consciousness. If we keep Srila Prabhupada the center of our life, the pure devotee whom the Lord loves so much, the center of our life, and we if we hold on to his instructions, then that is our lifeline. IV means, you know, for a person in ICU, he has to be, you know, given that intravenous medicines. That is like, if that supply is taken off, then he'll die. So similarly, in that mood, we should invest in Vrindavan. In that mood, we should invest in the purports, time for reading Srila Prabhupada's purports. Because without reading Srila Prabhupada's books, without beginning with reading Prabhupada's books and trying to understand and apply and take shelter of these books, we cannot, you know, enter into the realm of Vrindavan. We cannot buy a ticket and go to Vrindavan. We cannot buy a ticket and go to Jagannath Puri or Mayapur or any place. We have to, you know, like that is Maharaj's words. We have to actually practice those instructions. So that is possible only by, you know, exposing ourselves sufficiently to those sound vibrations. And Vaishnav Seva is also our lifeline, because without serving the devotees, the purport very clearly explains, the Lord, Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprashnena Sevaya. The Lord says, without service to my devotee, I will not, there is a particular verse in Vishnu Puran that whoever says that he is my devotee is not my devotee. Whoever says that I am devotee of my devotee, that person is my devotee. So, in fact, there is a pastime in which Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I recently heard either Rudranath Prabhu or Shyam Charan Prabhu, if Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, anyone would come and say that I am devotee of Krishna, and he used to, he wanted to speak to Saraswati Thakur. So Saraswati Thakur said, don't waste my time, tell him that I am busy. But if anyone would come claiming that I am a devotee of, a devotee of the Lord, a devotee of Gaudiya Math devotee or something like that, so then Saraswati Thakur used to say, I have all my time for him. So similarly, that is the mood of the Lord. And E is again part of Vaishnava Seva only. It is like lending an empathetic ear. Means unless we know the that is complementary with perspective, like having a proper perspective is possible if you lend if you empathize with others, if you have an attitude of trying to understand the other person. If we practice this proactive, that is P for having proper perspective, R for remembering our own past situation, O for seeing opportunity to connect with the Lord in the present situation we are placed in, active for actively acting in such a way that we care for whomever we work with, tolerating the difficulties, at the same time continuously investing in Vrindavan by doing Vaishnav Seva and lending empathetic ear to whomever we interact with. In this way, we will be proactively holding on to the dhoti of Srila Prabhupada. And if we hold to the dhoti of Srila Prabhupada, then that is our only way. Otherwise, there is no way for us to even, attract the attention of Srimati Radharani. And if Srimati Radharani is pleased with that this person is trying to serve my devotee so much, then she will say that this, to Gopinath, that this person is better than me, then Gopinath has to accept that person. So, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.